Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Researchers in Brazil and the USA published a new Cochrane review in August 2011 of studies examining the effects of psychosocial interventions for men who experience premature ejaculation. Tamara Melnick from the Brazilian Cochrane Center in Sao Paulo describes their findings.
Premature ejaculation is a common problem which can decrease sexual self-confidence, create difficulties in relationships, and have a negative impact on quality of life. Treatment usually involves some form of medication, but the psychological aspects of the condition are also important and need to be addressed, especially when trying to ensure success and maintenance of results. We were aware of the controversial results of existing studies of the effect of psychosocial intervention for the treatment of premature ejaculation, and did this Cochrane review to try to find and summarize all the relevant research. We searched a range of databases and found many published studies, but we were surprised by the quality of the research. Many of the studies were of low quality, and in fact, only 40 studies were good enough to be included in the review. These four randomized trials included 253 male participants and 36 couples. Three trials compared psychotherapy techniques against a pharmacological intervention, and one compared psychotherapy either with a waiting list or functional sexological treatment. Overall, the studies we found provide weak and inconsistent evidence regarding the effectiveness of psychological intervention for the treatment of premature ejaculation. It is difficult to draw clear conclusions on the implication for practice. Instead, we hope that our review will stimulate further research and raise the interest of both mental health clinicians and physicians in this topic. There is an urgent need for more high-quality studies, ideally randomized trials with large number of participants. Given the heterogeneity of patients with premature ejaculation, the research also needs to assess the effects of intervention in specific subgroups, such as men who have suffered since adolescence and those who do not respond to the usual medications. The trials should measure important outcome which has not been studied enough up to now, including sexual confidence, stage of motivation, sexual satisfaction, readiness to change, intimacy, patient and partner satisfaction, anxiety and depressive feelings. Our findings are relevant to psychiatrists, psychologists, urologists, and men in general. Family physicians could also benefit from reading the review, since they are often the first healthcare professionals to deal with men experiencing premature ejaculation.
If you would like to read the review, including details of the four trials that have been done to date, it is available at thecochranelibrary.com.